Good morning, good morning, Sacramento, California, and surrounding areas, and my folks across the water. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. Man, today we got something going on, but I'm going to let everybody get in before I start this show with our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Matter of fact, Marvell ain't even on yet, so let me hit it like this.
Thank you.
That's the Mighty Temptations opening up the show with Ain't No Justice. It is the Wise Words One Gonna Show on Blog Talk Radio. I got a question for Mama Chocolate. How is Red doing? I've been wanting to ask that, but I wanted to get a report. But I'm going to go right to Mama Chocolate before I go to the host with the most and ask that question. Mama Chocolate, good morning to you. Introduce yourself and answer the question.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Well, I got some bad news. He left the program. And I went and did some things that a mother should do when I'm faced up against the wall. He's not in jail, but I had to have some intervention because he has no consequences. There wasn't anything that he needed to do by the court, but it was suggested that he do that so he won't get in trouble, you know, won't be mandatory to do it, put it like that. So, you know, once again, I appreciate everybody that has been here with me on this journey with me and hearing me and my struggles with this. And once again, I feel that a person has to want the sobriety in order to get help. I'll always support my son, but at this moment, you know, there were some challenges that he felt that he was faced against because the place that I suggested that he go was far out from the dope spot. I'm gonna put it like that. And I thought that would, you know, be more helpful to him because there was another agency that he could have went to, but all he had to do was walk out the door and go to the corner and get on the bus. But this place that he went to, everybody was Spanish speaking. And so he felt that was a challenge for him. He said, "Mom, everybody speaks Spanish. I don't know if they're talking about me. I know that they, out here, they call him Rojo. Red for that's Spanish for red." And so he just kept saying that. That's all they kept saying, "Mom," was Rojo, Rojo. And because I couldn't speak the language, I felt that was a challenge, but I'm willing to go to another program. And so we're searching. So not that he's given up, but he did. For me, he gave up because he didn't let it work for him. As you know, as any program, as any new challenge, it's going to be that first week or that first, you know, how could I put it, that first transition. Of course it's going to be hard. Of course you're going to come through some things, son. But you are a competitor. You know, this is what I thought, that this, you could do this. And so for him, I guess that was too much, and he literally, you know, there's an open door policy. You don't, you know, you can walk out of these doors. That's the only thing that, you know, that when you go into these rehabs, it's an open door policy. You can get up and leave whenever you want to. And so he got up and left.
Okay.
And right. And so with that being said, I'm going to find some strategies, some other avenues, and I digress.
I got you. So watch this. I just wanted to know. So I'm praying for you and Red. We're going to get back to this show, but I'm going to call you after this show, right? All right?
Okay.
So once again, it's the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. You know it's real talk right here, and it's not real talk radio, right? Because they got a show that's called Real Talk Radio, and never will we bite or try to take someone's image and produce it on air, right? This is the Wise Words with One Gone Show. And I'm going to our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. We got a whole bunch of people on here, so let's just run a check-in. But I got to check in with the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell!
Yes, good morning, brother, and good morning to our faithful contributors and our listening audience. And good morning to you, Michelle. Thank you for the update, although it's not very heralding will still always hope that there will be a development once the consciousness arrives. So we're still hoping that things will become clearer to the young man about his plight. And then hopefully after that, he'll recognize that he has more to preserve than he's giving himself credit for.
Ashe. Going to the phone line. I got Mark the Disciple. Mark the Disciple, good morning to you, sir.
Grand Rising Kings and Queens, all is not lost. As long as we have faith and hope and love, God's going to conquer it all. I digress.
Ashe. Double R in the car. Let's roll.
Double R in the car. Top of top, Black family. An update. Mother-in-law didn't use no walker yesterday. She's walking on her own. And praise.
All right, now somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. The will of God.
Amen.
That's the testimony right there.
Satan.
I got Brother Sherman. Brother Sherman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Sure is great to be talking to somebody. Hey, sorry for your mom, Chocolate. But it all comes down to everybody needs a mentor. I don't care how great you are, how lax you are. It doesn't matter. You need a mentor. From the thought of Pastor Otterbury's show a week ago, he was talking about how much better he would have did with a mentor. Made me think about my life. How much better I would have did with a mentor. Like my mom, she knew Carl Lewis back in the 90s when he was getting ready to go to the Olympics. She would talk to him on the phone. That dude went and won the gold. I need a mentor. Where were you? I mean, I know that your mom is probably the worst mentor you could get, but she stands in that line. Don't give up on this guy. Bring a mentor for him. I mean, I would love to be his mentor, but at the same time, I'm a little too old.
Never too old, Brother Sherman. Never too old. Going down the line, Mama Clarice. Good morning to you, ma'am.
Good morning. I like that other title better. Yes, I'd like to say to Michelle, a person can want to change and don't have the ability to do it. So, yes, we don't give up. We will continue to pray for, you know, and that it's already done. We just have to wait for the manifestation and do all that we can do and don't give up. Thank you.
First Lady of Radio. I got a call from the 216. 216, you're on live. Good morning to you. Caller from the 216. Okay. Thank you for listening. Let's see. I think that's Big Money Grip for 310. Big Money Grip. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. This is Big Money Griff in the house. Good morning, everyone.
All right. And then we got For Show Joe. Uncle Joe, good morning to you, sir.
How's everybody doing? I'm a lot stronger than I was a week or so ago, and obviously, as I can hear that, I didn't hear the first opening up, but prayers and blessings go out to the individual that is down at this moment, and let us lift that person up with prayer. Thank you.
Ashe. And Mama Chocolate, good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm multitasking. Like I said, I got to keep on keeping on, and I'm trying to level up to bigger and better. So I'm going to be chiming in and out.
Sounds good. And so what we're talking about today is reparations again, right? Reparations is a debt owed. I need y'all to understand that it's a debt This ain't something we begging for. This ain't something we hoping for, wishing for. It's a debt that is owed. It's a debt that's owed, God dog it. And we're going to need to collect. How do we collect? I'm going to do the big money grip. What you saying, what go? Well, what one gone is saying is that in order for us to get this money from these folks that hold our check, is we going to really have to come together. We're going to have to put our differences aside. We're going to have to see, if you follow suit on how the Indians and how the Chinese and how the other ethnicities come together, even though Pancho and Jose don't get along because one from the north and one from the south, they going to come together to get something done for their people, and then they'll go back to war or they'll go back to hating. But they're going to come together at that big table and make some major decisions together to move forward. Now, what's wrong with us coming together? That's going to be my question. Why is it taking us so long to get us together? We are at the bottom of the pit, y'all. They're bringing more people over here from other countries, and they are taking our place. You go to the food line. I know you got too much dignity to go to the food line, you, and you, because you're black. You don't want to go to the food line. But I guarantee them Russians in there, them Chinamans in there, them Asians in there, everybody in the food line but you, and you still broke. Come on, somebody. Let's come together and bring our people together. See, what the reparations should have did, and I'm going to pass the mic over to the host with the most as I say this. What the task force for the reparations should have did and could have did is go and bring all the people that you have that know about the reparations. I don't care where they was from. Y'all should have bust them in free and brung them down to the state capitol just like these Palestinians did when the Black Expo was going on. It overtook the Black Expo, and this was something that's done annually for the black people, but it was overshadowed by them Palestinians closing down that bridge. They had a motorcade like the president was out there with them folks marching and moving. And I'm looking at us as a people. We ain't got the property we need, the finances we need. Half of us ain't got health care, but we still not joining forces to get these things that are owed to us. It's a debt, and I'm going to need to collect. I'm going to the host with the most. It is Marvell Wilson. Marvell?
Yes, sir. I was at the expo, and I had to park about three blocks because of the congestion. So I parked about three blocks away, so I had to walk. And while I'm walking, I'm seeing how there are blockades with the police blocking streets, right? So I'm thinking, I'm wondering, oh, the Expo bumping out here. Shoot, they gotta block it off. They must got something big going on, right? Then I look, and I see a bunch of people marching. It ain't got nothing to do with black people. It's got to do with the Palestinian situation, and they're marching, and they're being ushered away in a path, and there's a bunch of them. I'm talking about it's a whole gugab of folk marching, right? So I get to the expo, and I go in, and there's a smattering of people here and there, and then you got all these booths, all these vendors, got more vendors than you got patrons, and they had the back door open, and then I look out the back door, and I see them marching behind them, and then they had a sound system in the auditorium that I was in for the expo. They were louder than the sound system. So what I guess I'm saying is that once you collect and move in a manner that's forthright and representative of what your cause is, I'm hoping that they won't be too discriminative against us for doing it, where they'll call out the Gestapo and all them folks to try to throw a kink in it and stop us. But them folks was marching freely, and they had the police assisting them to carry their message. This message of reparations is an overdue message. And in order for it to be really identified for what it truly is, it's probably going to be necessary for everyone to participate in one form or another and make your face, get your face into place and make your voice heard and make your spirit about this known somehow. Everyone who advocates for this can't just do it by thought. It has to be a clear demonstration. So we're thinking about launching something that's going to be a march on the capital of Sacramento and wherever, you know, we're contemplating and cultivating that method of approach. And we would like to, for people to respond to that if they think it's a good idea, if they have a better idea. But right now, the listeners who are in the ilk of brown people, black people who are eligible, or just black people who think that we should have this put forth as a movement, today we're going to like for y'all to call in and give us your opinion, your suggestion, or sanction whether or not we should take this movement to a physical movement of marching and standing for what we deserve and what we've earned in this country. It is not something that we're begging for. It's something that we're insisting that it be delivered.
Ashe, Big Money Grip, I know you on here. I asked Double R to call you. You've been with the reparations. You've been around the task force. You've been up and down the freeway from the I-5 from L.A. where you stay into Sacramento where you play. And so I need you to talk to us about this reparation and how can we bring our people together, because the information's out there. I had 500 flyers. I handed mine out. Marvell, I seen him handing his out, but there's not a whole bunch of people handing them out. There's not enough information on these internets, these platforms, Facebook. There should be a reparation sign that we all should be passing, leave on our Facebook, leave on our Instagram, leave on Twitter. Don't even touch it. Just leave it there and keep preaching this. Like, the only way you're going to get something done is keep talking about it. You got to keep talking about it. But then you got to put some action behind it. Big Money Grip, how do we do that?
Well, I must say, you know, Albert Einstein said it best. The quickest way to insanity is to keep doing the same thing the same way and expect a different result. We got to do something different. And this past Sunday, I went to CCC, Crenshaw Christian Center, where Frederick K.C. Price, who once talked about reparations back in the day before he died, there was a little video of him, and C-Jack had the nerve and the audacity to show him. But what I learned from that, Marvell, was that our people are in the churches. And it was after the church that this pastor allowed a reparations meeting. And about 100 people sat there listening to Carmela Moore talk about what she achieved during her 3 years as a result of Governor Gavin Newsom appointing her as the chair for the California Reparations Task Force, and Chad Brown talking about the census and how we're going to appear on the census. But what I learned from that is that we all have in our communities a newspaper that lists all of our churches. What I learned is that all we have to do at this point now, Brother Tim, is to ask the pastor, Pastor, do you want to increase your tithe as a result of the COVID? Because you know people aren't coming to your church now. But what we're saying is that if we get reparations, or when we get reparations, they'll be able to increase your tithe from $50 to $100. And that means more money in your pocket. Now you have wakened up the pastors of the churches to say, yeah, well, you can have a reparations meeting after our church on such and such a Sunday. And now you get a chance to talk to them. And now when we talk about Marvell talking about a reparations rally or a reparations march on the Capitol, now they can come because they know that they are going to receive reparations so that they can help their church out, let alone their pastor out, in putting more money in their pastor's pocket. That's how we have to strategize. We can't give them no wiggle room. We've got to work within the budget of the state of California when we talk about their budget. We got to say we want to stimulate your economy in every way, shape, form, and fashion with sales tax for everything under the sun. And our money is staying here in California. Your money, the money that you're giving to these undocumented immigrants, is undoubtedly going back to their parents in their foreign countries, whether it's Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Haiti, wherever they go, you know they're sending their money back, and that money's never going to come back here. So what we're saying to you is that we got to do something a little bit different, and I think we need a thumb drive to show on a big screen at this march on the Capitol, a thumb drive to put in there and say, next slide, and show how these immigrants come across the border and how we're saying, what about us? That's what Double R said. I like that, Big Money. What about us? What about us? We were here before they were here, and how come we're not getting anything? New York is saying what about us? So is Chicago. They're saying, what about us? You're finding places for them to stay, but you ain't finding places for us to stay. What about us? We were here first. We were the first best friends white folks ever had. Now you don't give them no wiggle room. Now you don't give them no – it's irrefutable and undeniable. I'll say it again. It's irrefutable and undeniable, and that's what you want to do with these folks. You want to give them something that's irrefutable and undeniable. They can't deny the fact that you were here first. And they're not mentioning you. Now, what does that do? What does that do, Big Money? That tells us that no reparations, no black vote. And you're going to need our black vote in order to win to keep Biden in for this next presidency come November. And so goes California, so goes the nation. Now, what we're saying, you give us reparations and you got our black vote. There's an old saying in America, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. What do you mean by that, Big Money? A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush? You got that bird in your hand, but you ain't got them two in the bush. Now, you let that bird go in your hand, and them two in the bush can fly away, too. You don't give us reparations, and you won't have us as Democrats here in America, whether we're the NZs or the churchgoers who vote for you. Now, you got to think about that, Gavin Newsom. You got to think about that, Joe Biden. If you want our black vote, give us reparations. It's just that simple, and there's so much more. But I just want to highlight where I'm going with this to give you some fresh ideas on how we need to strategize to get our people to realize that in spite of all past years' adversity, success can still be obtained. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of these Negroes coming up here saying, I support reparations, but they don't tell us how to get reparations. Well, Big Money Griff is telling you how to get reparations and what you need to do in order to wake these people up and make it irrefutable and undeniable. And there's so much more. But I want to hear what other people have to say. There's so much more. And I'm getting ready to do something here in L.A. on that same tip. Because whether we do it, whether you do it or not, I'm going to do it my damn self. And I'm trying to get somebody that's tech savvy to show me how to do it on the thumb drive so I can say next slide, next slide. Because there's a lot of stuff that you guys don't know about that I got, man. I got some stuff that y'all don't even know about, man.
Yes, sir. And we thank you for that. Big Money Griff, how old are you, Big Money Griff? 73?
I'm 73. I'll be 74 at the end of the month. I'll be March 29th. I want to be the oldest basketball player to play in the Olympics 3-on-3 on 5-on-5 when they come here to Los Angeles. So I still ball a little bit, man. I got skills, man.
I got Uncle Joe with his hand up. Uncle Joe, I had to mute everybody because there was some coughing, some whispering, some tables turning over, and we just want this to be a clarity show so everybody can hear. I'm going to Uncle Joe. Joe?
He's correct. Just about everything that he said and what surprises me here, Money Grip, here in the northern area, is that the churches are silent. And that it has surprised me because I'm from San Francisco where the churches are noisy. So, I agree with him. The younger crowd, I don't want to say anything negative, but they've been duped into the facet of AI and various other things, just merely giving them information about the bling, but nothing about reparations or anything moving forward. So I agree with him 100. And you can't make this up. Here in the northern area, there are pages in one newspaper of all the ministers in this area. Why not approach them? I'm up for it. Many things. And Money Grip, I'm 75. And I'm always glad to be among the brotherhood. Thank you.
I say. You're listening to the Wise Words of One Gun Show, and as I promised Marvell, this is something I normally don't do, but there's a song that was submitted, and I'm going to ask Marvell, should we wait to play his son's song that was submitted, or do we keep going in the way we're going? Marvell?
The 216 that called in, did you still have it on the board?
Yeah.
Well, that's my son. I was there to think. So if he raised his hand to speak?
No, not at all. So let me go there to 216. 216, is this Maurice?
Hello?
Hello, is this Maurice?
You can hear me? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
can you
hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So, Marvell, go ahead and introduce your son to the rest of the listeners. We got a line full. That's why I put him on mute. But I got his song, In the Trench, right here, featuring Lord Trez. Would you like to introduce him, or do you want to keep going?
No. Let's while he's on, because I don't know, he might be working. So I wanted to go ahead and allow the opportunity for him to hear his stuff being played worldwide today. And the profile is that he made that 3 years ago, and I don't want him to become discouraged about his art. So he's got a lot of work, and he's got a lot of talent. And I just wanted him to be encouraged to relook at his skill and maybe pick back the mantle and get the rolling again, because he got some work. So if you're maybe I'm hard to please when it comes to this, but he's got all of the elements that I think will be catchy to people who like this style of music. So I almost didn't think about him at first. We talking about playing other people's music. And I said, Dang, well, hold on, my son got some work. Let's see how people respond to this. So If you don't mind, Tim, you can go ahead on and hit that lick.
Wanna know where I be, I be in the trend. Living with the line grade, I be in the how we got it in advance. When I saw crooked eye, I shot it in the lens. Nobody but I car ride out to the end. Fine, but I want a dollar friend. So you got twins, let me feel it on your fans. Keep on returning, cause you really like the kids. Wanna know where I be in the trend. Living with the line grade, I be in the how we got it in advance. When I saw crooked eye, I shot it in the lens. Nobody but I car ride out to the end. Fine, but I want all the friends. See you got twin, but I feel like ain't no fears. Keep on returning, cause you really like the
We got friends, y'all been on the fences. Yeah, we so relentless. You look at the fences, we running for the fences, plus the swing. That is fancy. Fuck it, no name mentioned.
No name.
You don't even need to know me. I'ma bang this for my homies. Yeah, leave your mom alone.
Look, they wish they could clone me. They swear I'm holy. I could be preaching, the rest be leeching. Fuck it, sit on the bleachers, watch it. Check out the features. We not just increases, we change the eastern. That's all it, fuck it, back off, that's all it.
You know where I be in the trend. Living with the line grade, I be in the how we got it in advance. When I saw crooked eye, I shot it in the lens. Nobody but I car ride out to the end. Fine, but I want a dollar friends. See you got twins, let me feel it on your fans. Keep on returning, cause you really like the kids. Wanna know where I be in the trend. Living with the line grade, I be in the sky, we got it in advance. When I saw a crooked eye, I shot it in the lens. Nobody but I car ride out to the end. Fine, but I want a dollar friends. See you got twins, but I feel it in your fans. Keep on returning, cause you really like the so much charge, and the stick with a lid. So much walking the walk, bro, my sick beat. Not to mention when it down on the thick list. Gotta watch it shine, I'm a trippy. Stepping it, feel it in the rick. That last of the feeling, I'm a victim. Take it trash out, feel like an adventure. Scorpion got the thing in the pincer. I told her she's coming at me in a mission. She wanted Kim K, Billy Jean, what you getting? I'm way out the league in an equal dimension. Fast with my panties, be showing my weapons. I'm up in the way like a 747. With me, she went from a 10 or 11. I'm civil now, used to be felling, they dwelling. Filling your face with the coding they shepherd. Keep on the shepherd. Man, go hit, but deep with the rest of who am I? The realest man walk. Started with the IE, I ain't with a talker. Wasn't never then it is, give me that monkey. Far by the way, yeah, head bay yonder. Play with mine, dead man walking. Nigga biting viral, that's a dead man walking. Well, I know where I be in the trend. Looking with the line grade, I be in the sky, we got it in advance. When I saw a crooked eye, I shot it in the lens. Nobody but I car ride out to the end. Fine, but I want a dollar friend. See you got twins, let me feel it on your fans. Keep on returning, cause you really like the kids. Wanna know where I be in the trend. Nigga with the line grade, I be in the sky, we got it in advance. When I saw a crooked eye, I shot it in the lens. Nobody but I car ride out to the end. Fine, but I want a dollar friend. See you got twins, but I feel like they're your fans. Keep on returning, cause you really like the
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence presents Youth Healing Circle every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Youth Healing Together.
2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California. Inside of Room 67. Our Youth Healing Circle is a forum where we dive into discussions about drugs, bullying, school, and life skills. We provide a safe space and inform our youth
that sometimes it is okay to not be okay.
During our youth healing circle, our youth may hear from other youth as well as experienced adults how to problem solve and navigate unforeseen complexities that we all run into in life. 2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California. That's Room 67 every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For more information, text or call 916-889-0105. Let's heal together.
Peace and blessings, King. Hooked on Fishing and Not on Violence presents
the Men's Healing Circle.
Brothers Healing Together.
Brothers Healing Together.
Join us every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. 2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California, inside the Obama Room. The Men's Healing Circle is a place where men uplift, encourage, and inspire each other to be better through personal testimony, dialogue, self-reflection, self-improvement, and positive affirmation. Again, that's 2251 Florin Road, Sacramento, California, in the Obama Room. Come out and pledge to greatness with your fellow brother.
That's right. Tonight we'll be in the Obama Room with our brothers. Me and my brothers will be there. And one thing I know and two things for sure. I said one thing I know and two things for sure. I love my brothers and my brothers love me. I'm going back with the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much for allowing my son to debut his piece. 216, you want to holler back or not?
Sure. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it too, man. It's, you know, it's an honor. A lot of people, you know, they don't appreciate it, and it's, you know, just to see it being played is, it's an honor for me. I don't even care about exposure, you know. Just having somebody thinking about it is great. So thank you, man. Thank you guys all.
Ashe.
Right on.
That's your son, Marvell?
Yes, sir. That's my eldest son. Right.
Oh, your oldest. Okay. Well, nephew,
yeah.
Welcome aboard. You got some more music, send it to me. I'm DJ One Gone. If you can send me some clean music, I can play it on 97.5 KDEE, which is our station here, conventional station, where you can listen to it in the car. You can tune in app and listen all over the world. So you got some good music, if you want to send it my way, go ahead and send it to djonegone@yahoo.com, and I'm quite sure we get it on. Just need it to be clean because FCC won't allow us to play any of that cussing. So appreciate you, Marvell, for having your son come on and for submitting his music. Like I said, we're going to start submitting music all over the world. We usually have our Africans send in music with that music that they have out there, man. And looking forward to connecting with a lot more of you all artists out there that are not getting radio play. We'll play you right here. Without further ado, Marvell, you can go ahead and run the show. I'm going to keep moving as a facilitator.
Okay, so Maurice, is that you? Mute your phone. Put your phone on mute because it sounds like that might be you. Okay. Right on. Excellent. So, yeah, again, I appreciate you guys having the willingness and the patience to hear my son deliver his message. So back to our theme, which is reparations, and how serious are we going to be about pushing it to the forefront? Right now we have Chris Lodgson, who's, I guess, in this region, Chris Lodgson is the go-to person for information. However, it's going to be more important that we have someone in.
My son up there, they're just hard sleepers. And you just knock on the front window next to the front door. Yes, and he'll hear you.
Next by the front
door. No, that's the back door. You want to go to the front door. The bedroom, yeah. That's why no one's here.
Okay, so whomever that might be, if you can hear yourself or hear me, please mute your phone.
Bishop Williams.
Who? Okay.
Bishop Williams.
Bishop Williams, reparations here. Bishop, mute your phone. I don't think he know how to do it.
Yeah, it's just in the middle of the, it's in the middle of the phone. It's a little microphone in the middle of the phone, on the
yeah,
second row in the middle. Just press
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I muted it already.
There you go.
Oh, did you? Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, so while we have you, go ahead and introduce yourself. And since you've just been added, and then we'll go back to the theme and let you know what we're talking about, okay?
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, this is Bishop Williams. I am a civil rights leader and also a whistleblower. And I'm a civil rights agent. And I'm I'm a
man,
attorney general for the state of California. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay.
That's all right.
Now
that's all right.
I can't talk too long. I'm 89 years old. Okay.
Right on.
But I've done my homework in reparation. My problem I'm having, I can't connect with other people in reparation. They are legal and lawyers. I can file the cases in court myself. I don't have nobody working with me that can help me and write the cases up. And that's the problem I've been having. I still have it.
Okay, well, all right, sir, listen to this. So while you're on this network, it's a good likelihood that you're going to attract what you need with some of the people that are in your area. So what area are you living in right now?
I'm in Oakland, California.
You're in Oakland. Okay. Right.
Yeah,
all right. So we might have to look at the option of doing some Zoom type stuff or some phone communication. One of those two options. But I'm thinking that you're probably going to attract some assistance with what you're doing. Just stay with us, okay?
Okay.
And give us and
so
give Marvin, us whatever. Give us, who's that?
There's one gone.
Okay, one gone.
Okay, so this is what I need somebody to mute their phone, but this is why when we say we want to raise a few dollars, we want to raise a few dollars from this show is to help get a train for that gentleman to come to Sacramento and sit in our office, or us go to him and sit in his presence. That's where that money come in, right? That's where a few dues come in to where we can, if we need to fly somewhere, we got money in this pot. So this show is listened to worldwide, right? If we put a campaign out to raise some money, so that when we come across a gentleman like this that's 89 years old, we know he can't get around. All of us ain't got money. I know I ain't got no money, but I know I got the wherewithal, that word go, the wherewithal to assist in everyone's life, right? I don't care who it is. If you're doing right and you need assistance, I'm like Chris Paul. I'm going to give you assist. But remember we was talking about putting a campaign together to raise money. I need you and Sister Clarice to go ahead and move forward with that for the Wise Words One Gone Show. So if we have something that come up to where we need to go to New York, or we need to go to Oakland, or we need to go to Los Angeles, we can go in our little bank account. Everybody get a statement. Everybody that put in get a statement, monthly statement, and we move forward. Because there shouldn't be any static in us moving forward to help someone like this gentleman who's crying out and saying he has no one to assist him. So that's what I talk about. When we say we're going to do something, we can do it like that. It's not for us to get paid. It's for us to move on. And I put that to the floor. Just because it just happened just now, I want everybody to understand that's how big this show is. Or we can take it further and make it what it's supposed to be. It's for the people. It's the people's station. And I pass the mic.
I'd like to say something else to that effect. There's a lot of money that I can bring in. If people owe me money. They owe me money for working on the 880 Cypress Freeway, over $150,000. I just need somebody to help me collect that. You know, for Ella, he has lied and said I didn't meet the criteria. That's the reason he didn't get paid, didn't pay me. And there were three companies working on the 880 Cypress Freeway. We all was black. They paid the other two guys, but they didn't pay me. Okay? But he didn't want me down there no way because I was speaking on a city council for black people. Okay? Okay? And he was a thief. He stole $1 billion. The mayor of Oakland stole $1 billion. And we can help. We can get that $1 billion back to West Oakland because in that time there was over 80% blacks in West Oakland. The Federal Highway Administration sent $1 billion down to the mayor for him to rebuild West Oakland. But he took the money, him and another Mexican, Delacuentes, city councilman, and they went out, they built a Fruitville BART station out of the money. Okay? I did an investigation on the whole thing and sent a copy of everything to President Leon Panetta. And he sent his package to Washington, D.C. to let them know they had replaced that $1 billion. Okay? Okay, so, and then I have money coming from the Teamsters. So I can get from the Teamsters. People hit me right and get it. Because I'm a Teamster Black Caucus. I already asked the Teamster Black Caucus for $1 donate for them having each member to donate $1 to me in this movement. And There's 300,000 members in the Teamster Black Caucus. I've been in the team for 40 years before I retired. I drove 18-wheeler trucks for 40 years. And I still from the team.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No business person around me else. It would need to be done.
Yes, sir. Okay.
You
got to
understand,
you guys,
this is Bishop Henry. This guy right here, I met him on a reparations task force meeting, and he was at every single one of them. So he ain't scared to get around at 89. You know what I mean? So he just needs a little push every once in a while and a little help. So thank you, Bishop.
Thank you, Bishop. We appreciate you.
One other thing I'd like to add, that I want to take over the whole Port of Oakland for black peoples. And my plan has been all over America, putting a black Wall Street in West Oakland. Okay? There's a lot of things here that I want to do with some help. Okay? And the money's coming. There's up to as high as $5 billion coming from the railroad companies. $5 billion.
Yep, got you, Bishop. Okay.
All right.
All right. So
Marvell.
Listen. Yeah, we have in our group we have an attorney. We want to run it by him, possibly Jim.
Yes. So we're going to need the Bishop number so we can contact. That's why I said we'll contact him after the show. We're talking about reparations, but his cry. I heard his cry that made me get back on this line. I heard his cry, and we should be able to assist our elder and the knowledge that he has, the paperwork that he has, the information that he has to move forward. Because that's how America keeps getting over on us. Our wise and elders are not assisted. They have the power to push the needle, but they don't have the assistance. And I don't know why Bishop don't have the assistance. If he have all that in his arsenal, there should be somebody that'll do a pro per to move this thing, and if he gets something, then they get something, right?
What they do, they hide people not over here and put it out there in front of everybody. They hide. Channel 7 got so much stuff on me, interview me, come out and film me, get out of a trick. But they won't share it with the community, you know? They have a room of stuff stacked over me. But they won't let the public know, because people, we got to realize there's so many Ku Klux Klan out here. You know what I mean? They don't want the public to know what I'm doing. But they won't let the public know. I got a video that Channel 7 already filmed on me in 2005. And I had a $250 million lawsuit in the federal court. $250 million in the federal court. It's really government. And now Willie Monroe on Channel 7, he said that Channel 7 lawyers had to go through the case before he could ask. But 4 or 5 months later, Coleman told me that he can add a case now called Channel 7. The lawyer said that's the best case that they ever wrote, ever read. And he had the case. They filmed, I got a film on a VHS, the whole case. And the copies in the case and the filming that Channel 7 did on VHS.
Papa said, VHS, you know that's an old case, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So listen, Bishop, let me intercede to say this. The information that you have and the standing that you have, We're going to communicate with you and go into detail as much as possible to see how we can help out. Right now, unfortunately, when you're speaking, you're kind of in and out. So I only understand. I don't know if anybody else, but I listen closely, but I understand, you know, some of a high percentage of what you're saying, but not enough for us to try to work something out on the air. So if you don't mind, we will communicate with you later on to get the details. And we have, again, in our group, we have a very, very studious and qualified attorney that we might be able to steer you toward or toward him toward you to see what he can do to help you. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. After I come back from Vegas, I'll let me come down there and meet with y'all.
Oh, man, that'll be great.
I'll let me come down and meet with him. Bring him all the equipment.
Don't get broke in Vegas, though. Come
on. I've been in California over 60 years, and I've never been to Las Vegas.
Now, right on.
Somebody, a friend of mine, gave me a 2-day trip down there, you know. So I'm going to hit the bright lights.
Yes,
wow, good for you.
Bishop Henry is the last of the Mohicans of a sharecropper from slavery. Every time I went to a meeting, I touched his feet. He's the actual slave. So, y'all, this is the last of the Mohicans right here we got on this phone. So let's honor him.
Yes, sir.
A year.
I am a real. Yeah, I am a real slave. I'm a real slave.
No, you're a real ex-slave, brother. Oh, yeah. You ain't talking about current.
So here we go. I'm gonna mute a few people. Just hold on. So this is the Wise Words of One Gong Show on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. For our callers that are on the line, if you'd like to chime in, please push the number 1, and it'll allow you to have your hand up, and I can come to you and let you be heard. Without further ado, I have our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, as I said, a lot of what the bishop was saying was not absolutely clear, but we're going to get clarity when we talk to him, and we're going to refer him to Dale, one of our brothers, and see if he can assist from the legal aspect of this thing, because the things that he's talking about, I believe that everything that he's saying is true, and I also believe that just typically when someone has merit to their cases, it depends upon who handles it or depends upon who it gets exposed to it, whether or not the mantle gets picked up and the case gets moved to where it should be. So all we want to do is shake it down to see if we can get that needle moved to put him in a position so that he can go to Las Vegas 2-3 times if he want to. And a friend don't have to send him. He can go for himself if he gets allotted what he deserves. So we're going to work on that with that brother. Now, he's tied with reparations in regard to him being an original descendant, not a descendant of. He's an original descendant of slavery. So who better do we need to hear from, and who better do we need to represent than someone who is still living, who had that experience, right? So, again, the reparations movement, or let's call it the moment right now, because it's not quite a movement. We're in a moment right now where decisions are probably suggested to be made to turn it into a movement. How do we do that, Money Griff? How do we turn this into a movement? The way we turn this into a movement is we carry the message of consciousness, and I'm waiting for Chris, because Chris said he was going to contact me, and we're going to start launching campaigns to market the concept and get it in people's faces. Because somebody told me the other day, they say, in order for someone to remember your name, they have to hear it 50 times. 50 times. I have a name, Marvell, a very unique name, but people don't remember my name. And I'm saying 2 syllables, and then they call me, then when they do, they call me Marvell, like, you know, like the comic strip, like the Marvel. And people call me up on the phone, talking, Marvell Wilson? No, sir, Marvell, M-A-R-V-E-L-L. Don't put that kind of superhero pressure on me, calling me a superhero Marvel from the Marvel Comics. But people don't remember my name, and that's why I believe that 50 times, something, hear something 50 times is a benchmark for recognition. So we want to set it up so that when people walk out of their house, they're seeing reparations and representation of the reparations movement. When they see it, if they see it 7 times going, 7 times coming back, it only takes, what, 4 or 5 days before, or 6 days before it's locked in, reparations and what it means. That's the marketing that I think is important for us to put in motion so that everybody understands what it is, and everybody will then understand what their responsibility would be to make it come forth as it should. We're not saying as we hope it would. We're saying as it should. And now hopefully we can get into the belief of what it should be. Not what just what it could be, but what it should be. It should be an award that we can look forward to in the mid-term. Not the short term, but the mid-term. They said about, our estimate was 2025, where all things will be in order. But let's just say the next 2 years. Within the next 2 years, we should be embedded in the concept and be looking forward to awards for what we deserve in this country. And it's really kind of that simple. Look for what we deserve. Because if I owe you some money, if I got some money from you, or if I owed you got something from you and didn't pay you and you saw me, how many times you going to see me before you ask me for that dough? Hey, man, you keep walking by me and you ain't saying nothing. People do that. They'll walk by you and they won't say nothing. And then you've been like, oh, man, okay, well, I'll wait. But now it's like, hold a cuz. When you going to straighten that out? When you going to straighten that out, cuz? But you've been owing me, in this case, months. But now we're talking about hundreds of years. So when you going to straighten that out? And that's a fair question. When you going to straighten that out? And that's the question that we're responsible to ask. When y'all going to straighten this out?
Marvell.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead, Bishop.
Can I answer that?
Yes, sir.
And they ain't going to never do it. That's something we have to do. So we are men. We have to do it. The one other thing I want to say, man, in the prison camp that I escaped from, slavery, there was about 40, 50 young men shot down with double-barrel shotguns. And I prayed and promised them, if I get out of there, if I get freed, I would bring some people back there. Number one, to free all of them and dig up all of them bodies that's buried there on each side of the road going in here around the house. A lot of young men shot down with double-barrel shotguns, or they want to be free, trying to run away. Shot down with double-barrel shotguns. They had three of them fine after me when I took off. Three double-barrel shotguns fine when I took off. But I not only
yes,
could
sir.
Run, I could fly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so let me just say this, y'all. Let me just say this. Thank you, Bishop. Let me just say this. If the news was to come on today, and say, we have just agreed to give reparations away to the descendants of former slaves, right? If they was to say that on the 10 o'clock news, do you know how many people will run and try to find out where they can get their check at?
Yeah, that's right.
It would be a lot of them, right? So my thought and my thinking has me to say that it's got to be just like that. It's got to be a big announcement on how we can get reparations, because the what they're hearing is bits and pieces in the streets, in the ghetto, in the down under, in the gutter, where my people
brother,
at.
I have it all figured out. I have
Come
it
on,
all.
Talk to me.
Okay, and everything. How to get? I have all the paperwork and everything. To file this in the world's court, not America's court, in the world's court, like South Africa. South Africa told me one time that I could file with them years ago, but I didn't follow through with them. See, South Africa, they got cases against the world's court for reparations. See, Obama and Mandela wasn't no joke, man. They started something big in South Africa. It's still going on right now.
You know what I mean? And they got a case in the world's court for reparations against all of the reparations people, reparations countries, not just the people, countries.
Yes, sir.
And I have it. I have it all. I just need somebody to help me get it filed in the world's court. Now, y'all
yes.
got a lawyer back there and do that for me? I
yes,
want
sir.
The Sacramento. I want the Sacramento to meet with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was in the Black Panthers. He's a real soldier. He's 73 years old, and he just is quick at it as anybody I know. His brother Dale, he's one of the originals, right? And so we're going to connect
the
you
case
with
him.
We're
going to
connect
you. Case I put in court, filed in court in 2004 for $250 million. That case was written up by a Black Panther. The state wouldn't even give him his bar license. He went down there four times trying to get his bar license. A lot of people don't know what one of them in this state is. They wouldn't give black men the bar license because they saw every black man coming from there. He knew because somebody going to kill him. All these stuff like that. They wouldn't give him a license. They only get the license of black women. I knew a lot of black men turned down in Sacramento. But they all thought that this person would be a person that bought a license or killed white folks. So this man was a paralegal. He wrote this case. Channel 7 lawyer said, it was the best case ever been written up by paralegal.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to find him. His name was Bullard, Ray Bullard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so you're listening to the Wise Words of One Gone Show. We got Bishop on here. He's giving up a lot of game, man. OG, 89 years old. He triple OG, quadruple OG. And he really got something to talk about. And we listening. And so I want to hear from Big Money Grip. Big Money Grip?
Yes, sir. It's good to hear Bishop on the radio, Bishop Williams. I've been knowing Bishop Williams for years. You know, we go back, but at the same time, we let some girl come between us, and I'm saddened by that, but that's the way it go. You know, it is what it is, but I still love him. Now, that being said, to not be misled, you guys remember Black Wall Street?
Yes.
All right. What I wanted to share with you with Black Wall Street, Johnny Cochran. I know a lot of you know the name Johnny Cochran. He filed a lawsuit. But the lawsuit that should have been filed is Crimes Against Humanity. Why is that important, Big Money? Because we're dealing with the 14th Amendment, depriving people of their rights, liberties, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what we want to do. We want to show crimes against humanity. But when Obama got reparations for the black farmers, I don't know whether you guys know it or not, but they were taxed. So where they got $50,000, they ended up with $35,000. We got to make sure we don't have that same problem. So when you go to the next reparations meeting, I want you to be sure to mention to them when you come up to the mic, how come you didn't make the Indians? How come you didn't make the Japanese? How come you didn't make the Jews go through what you're making us go through in terms of a reparation study bill? They didn't have a study bill. And now you make us going through these songs and dances, and now you're talking about you don't want to give us any money. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. They ain't no better than us, and they may not be as good. And just because you my skin type don't mean you my kin type. and there's so much more. But I'm going to stop right there because I want to hear some more. But if you got any questions, just ask, because, you know, I'm fired up, ready to go. You know, I got the knowledge and the information. I got everything you need.
Big money, double R. Hey, when I first met you and saw you in San Diego, you gave me a piece of paper, and I brought it to your attention last time. You gave me a piece of paper that showed me on the map of the United States all the Black Wall Streets we had, and I appreciate that, my brother. Talk about that.
I don't remember. I got so much stuff, double R. I can't speak on it, but if you got it, you speak on it. But at the same time, what I'd like to speak on is the insurance policy. That's something that was not put into our reparation study bill that I want you, Tim, and you, Lavelle, to make sure that you check out that big brown Marvel. Book in Marvell, yeah, in Sacramento there, since you're there. Go over to the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General office has a copy of it. And if the Attorney General office doesn't have a copy of it, see if you can get a copy of it from any one of the Black Caucus members. Show me a copy of the reparations study bill that you guys got. And just go through the table of contents and see whether or not there's anything on there that says slave insurance policy. And then go to AB 3121, which Shirley Weber's bill, and see where on the left-hand side, within the first paragraph, where she's talking about slave insurance policies, and it was not included. And I got a problem with that because I got the documentation of substantiation and verification of that information my damn self. I got a plethora of information on that. So there's so much more, but I'm going to stop right there because, you know, I like listening to y'all, man. I like listening, man. You know, a wise man listens. You know what I'm saying? A wise man listens. I got to listen, man. Right on.
Well, it seems like it's going to be important for us to have an off-channel conversation and maybe a Zoom of some sort, and let's pull this thing in a little bit tighter with the information and start connecting the dots so that we can short circuit a lot of unnecessary venturing out when we have resources that are on the pulse of not just the what, but have a concept of how, and we can sit around and brainstorm on tightening up the hows of getting this thing. Once again, I'll say it, and I think people have really started to subscribe, and that is that the most important thing necessary at this point with this process for our people is marketing this concept and getting it embedded in the minds and in the hearts of all people who qualify, and for those who just recognize, right, that it's 'cause I've talked to people that are not of our ilk who agree. And they're standing back and they're saying, well, what do you want me to do? And so their endorsement or their participation in getting this thing put where it should be. So this is really starting to solidify with all the people calling in with the knowledge that they have and the fire in their hearts and the willingness to apply that we have off network communications. So I'm looking to reach out and I'm looking to be reached to for sharing on that level from this point on, because now we're getting down to the grassroots and the brass tacks of what we're going to do to stimulate the rest of our population to recognize and see clearly. See, that's what it is. We're a visual society, right? So if it's not a visual aid to continue to remind us, it's a good likelihood that it'll be kind of scoffed off or set aside, put on the shelf, or wait around for someone else to do it rather than participate in it ourselves. But this is a everybody kind of movement that we're suggesting. And we just want everybody to recognize where they fit in and step in and do their part, because this is something that, again, we've earned this. We have earned it. Matter of fact, our ancestors earned it. And then the people beyond them kept endorsing the earning, and now we're demonstrating the earning right now, because if it weren't for us, the way we purchase, if it weren't for us, this economy would not be what it is. But we're a targeted market here. And so a lot is depending upon us still with our buying power and what we flow into the economy that makes this still, we are the mainstay for the most part in this country. Everybody sells to us. So it's kind of time for us to start creating things that allow us to market, manufacture, distribute, and to benefit, to create generational wealth for ourselves as well in this country. So let's look just beyond the money. Let's look at the future of our children and our grandchildren and build a legacy that'll last and put us in the position where we can really enhance and make this country the greatest country that they claim it is right now.
Ashe, appreciate that. Mark the Disciple, I seen you call back in. I see Reb called in. I want to let you all say something right quick. So I'll start with long-winded Reb.
Stop it.
Rip. Okay, Rip, not on.
I'm still here.
So let's go to Mark the Disciple.
There he is.
Hold on. There we go, Rip.
I had to pick my wind up. I had to hold a few breaths in just so I can get that part out of it. As much as y'all be talking on here, be cracking me up when y'all say how long the Rip is. Anyway, I was just calling to say I appreciate people that said to the plate, that's doing their thing and keeping their word. Those that don't, hey, maybe it's just not meant to be on certain levels of life. I agree with a lot of things we're trying to get done, and I say we because I feel like I'm doing it only on my own, by my own side, which is okay. I've been doing this. I've been speaking out about the reparation. I don't get out as much as I do, but when I run across somebody that's of our descent, I basically speak about it. I posted on my Guys Real Talk TV. YouTube for everybody that's listening. God's Real Talk TV. I'll speak on anything. I hear a bug in my ear and it gets to my heart, mind, and soul, and it's on. And that's come out of my mouth. And I can talk long living on air if I feel like it, which I really, really don't.
Rip, you
got
something
on my heart.
You're breaking up. Step to the other side.
I like you underwater.
Y'all trying to drown me out, that's all it is.
There you go, right there.
I had to come over here with my aluminum foil cap on so I can get better reception. but I'm just, you know, I don't know if you gentlemen have done anything as you're speaking about right now. I hear what you're doing on the side and so forth. But I'm trying to hold out an entire organization, trying to go and do things people need me to do. Like whenever you open a studio there, Marbell, I let it jump in the studio with your son. We can do it my way of Zoom these days. We ain't even in the studio. So I'm on.
All right. There's a lot of noise, a lot of rumbling. So Rev fell off. We're going to go to the Mark the Disciple. Mark.
Yes, sir. I want to say I had the pleasure of talking with Bishop before I met him to Manny for governor. And he is a wealth of knowledge. But, you know, like I said, we're on the right road. And I see we're making progress. It don't seem like it, but we are. We're connecting the dots slowly but surely. And I say, if all we do it under God, God's going to do the rest for us. So he's going to make it happen. So let's just be patient and positive.
Ashe, appreciate you. I'm going to go back to opening up these lines. There's a lot of noise going on. And so Rev fell off. When he come back, we'll put him back on. One thing I know about Rev going to talk about what he got going on by himself. And I don't know why we not connecting with Rev the way we supposed to, because Rev say he got 8 LLCs, which, I, like I said, is $800 for each year that you had that LLC open. So 8 times 800 is big money. I just want you to know. And then for the nonprofit, if you ain't filed no paperwork with the Attorney General, State Secretary of State, franchise state taxes, and the IRS, you will be delinquent. So you might have the paperwork. You might still be claiming that you are open for business. But if I go down and call these various places, they'll tell me what I'll tell you, that you need to file that paperwork. You need to pay them dues, right? And so I need to sit down with Rev today, because we're going to cut this show. This is a real station. There's not no play on here with my name attached to it. It's the Wise Words with One Gone show, and I'm One Gone. And we want to give wise words. We don't want to give no false information. I'm going to make some disclaimers, too. Things you hear on this show, I'm going to have to make me a disclaimer soon, because we do not pass false information. Everything has to be checked, rechecked, and researched before we can give this information out, because we don't want to be a fraud to the people. This is what this show is not about. We are God-fearing people. We love each other, and we want to see each other do better. That is the mission here. Again, I'm going to pass this mic around. Matter of fact, I got a caller that's called in from the 1111111. I'm going to open that phone line. Caller, you are on the line. You should hear a beep right now saying unmuted. Would you like to say hello to the world?
Yeah, I don't mind saying hello to the world, but I don't know if you particularly like to hear what I have.
No, I knew it was one of them.
Quick. Yeah, just that quick. Okay, so I'm glad that you're listening. He's been faithfully listening, and that's the one that's talking about his turd or something once before. So what we'll do. Huh?
See, that's the stinky wife man.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, it is the Wise Words of One Gone show where we're going to keep it real, man, and just pushing this message of love all across the United States and worldwide, right? And so, Big Money Grip, what's going on with you? Holler at me.
Well, the one thing I would want to say to that man is, do you agree,
Big Money Grip,
man? Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Okay, let's go with Double R.
Can you hear me now?
You in the car?
Yeah, Double R in the car, Big Money. I can hear you too. Yeah, I can hear you, Big Money.
Okay. Well, I would like to say to that 1111, do you agree that we were the first best friends you white folks ever had for over 500 years, yes or no? And why aren't we getting reparations? Why are you giving reparations to these new refugees or these new undocumented immigrants coming to America before you give it to us? And yet you want us to give you our vote, or you want us to vote for Trump rather than Biden, and yet at the same time, what we're saying to you is that we want some respect. Aretha Franklin said it, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. When do we get our respect? We help make this country the big. There's an old saying in life, you know, and we have the saying, and that saying is reparations in memory of our ancestors. And I would like to add one more verse to that: reparations in memory of our ancestors and us, because it's us that's bringing this reparations to a head. So what do you have to say to that 1111?
Well, if you're actually like an answer and you'd like to do more than just harangue me, I can give you very sound reasons as to why the opposition to your position will likely prevail, but I suspect you don't want to hear it because you'd rather live in an echo chamber.
Well, why are you giving reparations to everybody else other than us? How come they qualify and we don't qualify? Do you respect Dr. Martin Luther King, yes or no?
All right, sir. You threw a lot of questions at me. Do you mind if I answer one at a time?
I'm just going to ask you one question. Do you respect Dr. Martin Luther King and his I Have a Dream speech in 1963, yes or no?
Assuming I do respect them, does that mean I also have to change the concept of reparations?
Well, then I don't want you to be a hypocrite. I don't want you to be a hypocrite.
I'm not being a hypocrite, sir.
I'm asking you to refine your question, sir.
That's what I'm asking you to do.
Dr. King said that he wanted us to respect his daughters and by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. And from the beginning of time, you've been judging us by the color of our skin. That's why there's more.
Why are you making an assumption that I'm a white man? Why are you doing that? Why are you assuming that I'm a white man? Wait a minute, sir. Why are you assuming that I'm a white man?
All right, gentlemen, listen.
This man wants to harangue me. He doesn't want to have a discussion.
Okay. Well, I understand that. And moreover, it's going to be necessary for us to be proper, use the proper decor and allow one to have the floor without interruption. If we're not going to do that, we're going to have to mute you. So, sir, I don't think I'm
lacking in decorum. I really don't.
Okay, 1111, you have the floor.
All right, now, you made a number of arguments here. You've asked questions for us. I don't know if you actually want an answer. I'm prepared to answer. You ask, why were the Indians treated the way they were? Why were the Japanese treated the way they were? And there are specific legal reasons as to why they were treated the way they were and newly freed slaves were treated the way they were. Now, if you're going to make a legal argument in court, you cannot ignore the legalities that do not support your position, but it seems to me as though that's what you wish to do. Now, let me explain to you why the Native Americans, the Aboriginal people, were treated the way they were treated. They were not treated as citizens of the United States because legally they were not citizens of the United States. If they were subject to tribal jurisdiction, then they were treated as foreign nations, and the Senate negotiated treaties with them. You know the treaties they constantly complain that the United States broke? Well, the Senate of the United States made treaties with Indians. That's why they wound up getting reservations. So if you're going to look at it, if you're going to look at the reasons why, then look at the actual reasons why. Indians were not even citizens of the United States if they were subject to tribal jurisdiction until 1924. Now let's go on to the Japanese. The Japanese who were interned were citizens of the United States for the most part. Some were Issei, meaning first-generation immigrants. The others were Nisei, meaning people who are lawfully born to people lawfully resident in the United States, and therefore, by virtue of the 14th Amendment, citizens of the United States, or they were born to parents who are already citizens, naturalized or otherwise, and therefore were natural-born citizens of the United States. President Roosevelt's executive order denied them their due process rights and interned them without due process rights under either the Fifth Amendment or the 14th Amendment. So these people brought individual cases in federal court, Article III federal court, for denial of the civil rights that had been due them. Now, let's look at slaves. Slaves were not citizens either of the state or of the United States, because they were enslaved. Even before the 14th Amendment, it was illegal to enslave anyone who was a citizen. So if you're going to make the argument that slaves had their civil rights denied them, on what basis are you doing that? At that time, they didn't have any civil rights. They were slaves. Now, if you're going to make
okay.
a... Look,
Here's what I suggest you do. This is just a suggestion. You are under no obligation, obviously, to follow my advice. But I would say don't make a legal argument for it. Here's what you should do. If anybody should pay you reparations, it should be that evil, demonic Democrat Party that supported slavery from 1820 right through to the end of the Civil War. Right through to the end of it, they supported slavery. They were every Jim Crow law, every black code, every single opposition to segregation and equal rights, they opposed all through their history right up to 1965. Now, you want to get reparations, get it from them. Or if you can guilt trip anybody to give you reparations for slavery, be my guest. What you do not have, I do not believe legally, is the right to demand it of the taxpayer. Now, anybody else you can get to give you reparations, good. I wish you luck.
Hey, Sergeant Boogie, right. This is so you bad you have you have you on here again, but we're going with the UDHR, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Oh,
that's what we're going by. Civil rights is not working. We're human rights, okay? And this is worldwide. I yield back.
And I think it's crimes against humanity. We're talking about being naturalized here in America according to the 14th Amendment when we were denied rights, liberties, and the pursuit of happiness. And you can't deny that, sir. And you can't tell me that there's no crime against murder. There's no statute of limitations for crime for murder. And that's what we were. We were murdered here in America helping you become the richest country in the world, and there's something demented about you and your attitude and behavior, whether you're white, black. Just because you might be my skin type don't mean you my kin type, and that's what I mean by that. You want to deny the fact that we were born here in America. We were born here in America, and our ancestors were born here in America, sir. And you want to say that you support Dr. Martin Luther King, you don't support Dr. Martin Luther King. You're a hypocrite. And as a result of being a hypocrite, you don't want to acknowledge the fact that we were wrong here in America. That's why we're talking about reparations. Everybody else got reparations. They're more, and they're no better than us, and they may not be as good. And you want to sit up here and deny us our rights. Something wrong with you, man. Something wrong with you. I wish I could meet up with you. I wish I could meet up with you. I'll cut you every way but loose. Verbally and physically.
Okay, we good.
Verbally and physically. All right. Yeah. See, now we're getting into the weeds. This is the same gentleman that came on and said that he was eating his own.
Yeah, Sergeant Booger.
We have to take what he has to share with a grain of salt. He's very gifted and knowledgeable about dates and events, but he just seems to be a little off-centered about the gist of human rights. And the fact of the matter is that if it weren't for us, he wouldn't have the knowledge that he has. If it weren't for the sacrifices and the contributions that we made, you wouldn't have had what you had. So I would say relax the legality and don't be heard giving fodder to anyone who could be in opposition to us, because that's what you're doing. If you know the law and the law works against us, if you are a black man, keep your mouth shut.
He ain't no black man. He ain't no black man.
Well, he says he is. He said we assumed that
he was
Caucasian.
He's a black man with a white mind.
Black.
Okay.
He's what we call a
Stella.
Well, see, now we're gonna see now. You see, Miss 1111. You see what kind of ire you draw from people you say are like you or look like you when you propose what you're proposing. I still contend that what you are putting to the floor, don't give it to somebody else to use against us. Keep it to yourself.
That's right.
Marvell.
That's right.
But,
yeah, he's a chameleon. He fits in where he want to fit in at. He's hanging with the white folks, and he come here and talk black, won't be with the black folks. He's a chameleon.
Right.
Uncle Steven.
He's a
sellout
at the highest degree.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Can we get back to, look, Marvell, you're correct. All of us have been on the line, recognize that man's voice, recognize his tenor. His historical points are correct. We may not like it, but his historical points are correct. Now, can we get back to where we started? And that is a local area here and communication. Being upset with this guy and everybody going left, hold it. Come on back here to the center. Now, we were talking about before he got on the phone how to get the message out in Northern California. And let's stick with that. Thank you.
I thank you for that. Appreciate that. You going right where I was going. I put everybody on mute, right? Sound like it was an arguing match, and that's what we're not here for. I said that previously, letting 111 in. I seen him on for the whole duration of the show, and I decided to let him in at the end because just of what happened, right? And so I'm going to give y'all this right quick, and then y'all tell me if you understand where I'm coming from.
My skin is black, but that's no reason to hold me back.
Let's
on. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. Opening up the phone lines, hopefully that you have your phone muted.
One Gone, can
going
you hear
back
me?
To her. Yes, I can.
Let me say something while that song was playing. I appreciate the language Trump 111, whoever this individual is, from his previous statement to us up until just a few moments ago. I appreciate it because it shows us just exactly how many of us have been duped. This man is learned, and so are we. So now I would implore all of us not to get angry with this gentleman. No. But realize that he's not the only one that thinks like him. And let us move forward. That's why I keep saying, I'll say it again. Can we get back to the topic that we started with, which is getting the community informed? Can we do that through our churches? Thank you.
Let me say
I don't agree to his Democrat Republican mindset. He's always blaming the Democrats, and to me, I'm not with that. I'd let you know that he think like them.
He's a conservative. That's the way they think like that. Unfortunately,
yeah. Well, but just because they think like that, don't mean that it's exactly right. Now, the problem that I'm having with what he said was the fact that he said that immigrants like the Indians and the Japanese got reparations. Why did America give them reparations? That was his tax dollars. Why did they, if they were not American, if they were not, why did America feel that they were responsible for giving them reparations? That's the $64,000 question you need to ask yourself. If what he said is factually correct, if what he said is factually correct historically, then why did America give reparations? Because they felt complicit. And they agreed with the fact that they owed these people for a wrong that was committed according to the 14th Amendment, which was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And nothing can be refuted there, and nothing can be debated there. And that's where he's got it twisted when he wants to talk about the Democrats as opposed to the Republicans. Now, what we're saying is this. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you owe us. And there's no one more qualified, bona fide, and certified than us. Why are you giving reparations to these new people coming into America? How come I'm not hearing you say, I don't want my tax dollars going to hotels, motels, Holiday Inns for these new refugees that's coming across the border that Fox Network News is putting on the air? Why didn't he say something about that? You know why? Because he's a racist. He's a black racist. And that's what you got. Well, black people can't be racist. Now, let me rephrase that. I got carried away. I got myself all upset. But at the same time, y'all need to understand that this is the kind of man that's brainwashed. And we can't allow this kind of man to infiltrate our movement. We can't let this kind of man infiltrate our movement. And we've got to show beyond a reasonable doubt that he is in error. He's in violation. He's in violation in every way, shape, form, and fashion. And I just described to you how he's in violation. If what he said is true. If what he said is documentary or factually true, then why did America give them reparations? That's the question you need to ask yourself. And so
okay, let me
more.
Add that. Why everybody talking about
right
tax
there.
Money? Tax money. We're talking about wages that we did not get. So fuck a tax money. We're talking about a wage we never got for building this damn country. And people want to talk about tax money. That's pennies a year.
You're listening to the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and man, these conversations have got deep, but that's how we have to cut. We have to cut deep. for what we want. And so I appreciate everyone's view, opinion. I appreciate everyone's response. I appreciate you all. Whether you agree to disagree or agree to agree, it is still a show that must go on. It's the Wise Words of Wungo Show, and I'm going back to our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson.
Okay, so listen, the consolation to having exchanges like this is we do our best thinking to carry our message. So it's like a rehearsal to be able to handle opposition that comes with us, and we'll reach in the recesses of our memories and our minds to make sure that we identify precisely what our positions are, and it was all well done. The only thing that I'm going to suggest that we deter from in the future is the name calling. We don't need to call what it is. We can just demonstrate through our refuting what they're saying and let everybody else conclude what we and our minds have concluded, that is something awry with the way that this person is thinking, even though they're very knowledgeable about a lot of data. This is the same one that came on and said that thing about his nose, and we said, whoa, really? You went from sugar to shit in 2 days. So whoever you are, you're helping us by sharpening our toolery to be able to respond to someone who comes with this unreasonable conclusion that we are not entitled to this consideration. How dare you? But nonetheless, we might invite you back again, and hopefully you'll change your heart and change your tune. But if not, then we'll just respect what you have to say, and let you have the floor for a minute, and then we'll go on, because we're hip to you now. We're hip to you now, and we're hip to anybody else that'll come in and try to suggest that what we're asking for is unreasonable. I'll yield.
You've got to expect that type of response in this society that we live in this world. We have got to expect that there will be detractors, haters, and various other individuals who verbally or physically want to keep us from what we have, what we've earned in this country. Fellas, we cannot waste any more time on being upset. That same energy that we all just got through expressing I reiterate, I appreciate him, whoever the hell he is, because what he does is fire this group up each and every time he comes on the phone. And instead of getting angry and upset with him, that should be something that we should take that energy and keep moving, because there will be others in other places that will sound worse than he does against what we're trying to do. So come on, fellas. It's the time to get mad, pissed off, and like Blood said, cut it from right to left. I'll finish in a minute. No. That's wasting time, valuable time that we could be doing, putting our program together. Thank you.
Right on.
Well,
yes,
the only thing I would say in retrospect of what you just said is that there's no statute of limitations for murder, and our people were murdered. From the time when we talk about hangings, burning at the stake, drowned, you name it, poisoned, you name it, it was done to us. And we can prove that with the insurance policy. I can prove that with the insurance policy, which basically says that the insurance companies that actually insured our ancestors when that slave master came in and said, I want to insure my slave. How much did you pay for your slave? $12. Well, if your slave comes up dead within 6 months, we'll give you $600, but we're going to tax you $4. Now, I got that documentation of substantiation and verification, and there's no statute of limitations for murder. And from then to now, we have suffered. And so don't give me that mess that we're supposed to accept this man's point of view. I'm not accepting it. It's unacceptable and inexcusable. We've been going through this for 500 years. We were the first best friends white folks ever had. And we've been sympathizing with them all our lives. We've been bamboozled all our lives. We've been hoodwinked all our lives. And I'm sick and tired of them coming out with this bushwhack conversation that don't make a bit of sense. Don't make a bit of sense. Where's the sense? Where is the logic? Where's the logic behind telling us that Indians got reparations and that they deserve reparations? And where's the logic behind telling us the Japanese got reparations and deserve reparations, and now we don't deserve reparations, but you can turn around and give reparations to these refugees that's coming from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Haiti and different places? Where's the logic behind that? I got a problem with that kind of mindset. I have a problem with that kind of mindset that you have in regards to we're supposed to accept that. I'm not accept. That's unacceptable and inexcusable, beyond a reasonable doubt. I'm done. I yield back.
So here we go.
Watch this.
Hold up. We got 1 minute. But when he said Haiti, I want to reframe that they won't even go help the people of Haiti. If you ain't looking at the news, they got American citizens they ain't even going to get out of Haiti, because they Haiti won their rights back in the day, and they mad at Haiti. They ain't letting no Haitians up in here. They had a big old earthquake, and they wouldn't even help out. You know, it took us the people to go over there. I sent 500 tents and blankets over there through Earth Mama Healing. So I know they ain't doing nothing for Haiti. All the rest of them, Guatemala and all them, okay. But Haiti, oh, no, they ain't doing nothing for Haiti. Right now they got shit going backwards over in Haiti. Right now they need overthrown it. So with that being said, I'll see y'all tomorrow, man, because tomorrow is going to be a better and brighter day. I'll talk to y'all more sooner than later. I know, Marvell, you saying you're trying to say something on this minute?
Yeah. Griff, where's the logic he got? He pulled it out his nose and he ate it.
So